Hello, Senator. How are you?
I'm good. We just had a great meeting talking about the great successes that a lot of the USDA programs have had, basically promoting our agricultural products and how significant that is and how it's so important that we maintain the level of funding, in fact, even enhance that funding in the farm bill.
Well, and I was just talking about that before he came on, that if you want to look at a success story in U.S. government, the farm bill, to me, has been a success story. This isn't something that was, I mean, you can always tweak, you can always fix, but it wasn't broken. But there are some who are acting like it is broken.
Well, and it's not broken. And the story that I tell when people say, why do this? I say, look, in this country, new wealth begins at the soil. It begins when we extract minerals. It begins at that very base level. And everything that happens after that builds on that. 16 million jobs depend on what producers do, and what they're asking for is some security and a little bit of help in leveling the playing field internationally, and that's what the Farm Bill is.
Undersecretary of Agriculture Michael Skuse, I want to welcome you to the Mike McFeely Show, sir. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you for having me on the program.
You bet. Welcome on. What have you been seeing? You were in North Dakota at the invitation of Senator Heitkamp. What are you seeing on the ground in the great state of North Dakota, Undersecretary?
Well, there's a great deal of concern out here from our producers about the farm bill and the need to get a farm bill done. But the meeting that the Senator Heitkamp and I just concluded, a great deal of support for our trade programs, and we've heard some great stories today about what these programs have meant to some of the different commodity groups and how they've created jobs, and it's really been impressive out here to talk with the different groups and get their success stories.
Are you confident that a farm bill can get done? Are you confident it will get done, Undersecretary Skuse?
Yeah, I think there's some that are skeptical, but I believe that eventually we are going to get a farm bill, has the safety nets involved and has the components for the research and has the trade. Has the nutrition side. I think that, eventually we are going to get a farm bill. There's a lot of different reasons that to have one, not just for the protection for farmers and ranchers, but we also have those that, for whatever reason, need the nutrition side of it. And we also have some WTO obligations that we need to fulfill. So I think at the end of the day, Congress will give us a farm bill. So that our farmers and ranchers can move forward.
Senator Heitkamp, I know that one of the people you talked to today was Bev Flatten of Garrison, uh-huh. North Dakota. She runs a company, I believe it's called JM Grain, out of Garrison. And she has a pretty good story. Her company has a pretty good story. Could you quickly share that with our listeners?
Well, she was talking about how just because she had access to the USDA programs, she was able to introduce their products to Columbia, introduce their products internationally, and that has resulted in job growth in Garrison because now they're a known provider. They know that there's quality, and she reminded everyone that you don't sign sign the agreement when you go there. You've got to build the trust. You've got to build the relationship, and that program has worked beautifully for her. She has some frustration with shipping her products, which we heard about today, but she just wanted to tell us how absolutely essential this kind of help is to job growth in her business and to maintaining her level and expanding her business. She told a great story.
I heard Representative Colin Peterson on Joel's show this morning, Senator Heitkamp, and he isn't nearly as optimistic as you and Undersecretary Skuse are about getting a farm bill passed. Can you talk him down off the ledge?
Colin is at the table, and so I have to give him that. And I'm out there looking in, but I've done enough negotiations, Mike, to know that when you get at this point, when you whittle it down, these are the tough points. And a lot of times people walk away, and then they come back, and they figure something out, or someone thinks, gets a little distance away from it and starts thinking differently about how can we accomplish the same purpose but move things around a little bit. And I have to believe that's going on right now, that people haven't just thrown up their hands and said, we're done talking. What they're saying is, look, this is an impasse. It's a tough one to, tough nut to crack, but we'll be able to move beyond it. And that's what I believe, because I think for the reasons that the undersecretary just gave you, you know, I can't, and maybe it's just, I just could not imagine that we walked away again and did not get a farm bill.
Undersecretary Skews, Senator Heitkamp, thanks for coming to the program today. I appreciate it. Good to talk with you.
You bet. Thank you, Mike, for having us on.
Yep, you bet. That's Undersecretary Michael Skews and Senator Heidi Heitkamp of the great state of North Dakota talking farm bill.